Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. This is a story that first appeared in the Kickapoo Free Press. It was told to us in 2010, and John Johnson himself was telling the tale. In that particular year, it began to snow in October around Columbus Day, and it snowed continuously for 4 months. Yep, every day for 4 months. I remember because Valentine's Day was the first day without snow all winter long. It was so deep by New Year's Day that we were walking around town at the second story level. Folks learned to keep their curtains drawn that winter. It began innocently enough, like most natural disasters do, kind of sneaky-like, and then, before you know it, you're watching the barn blow away. Early October had been quite lovely, as I recall. The hunter's moon nights and Indian summer days, they were gorgeous. Then, as I say, it began to snow on the 12th. Folks remarked that it was kind of early for snow, but heck, every year is different, right? On the second day, folks smiled and shook their heads, but it was still only a dusting. By the end of that first week of light snow, the fields and the sidewalks were pretty well covered. Then commenced a couple of weeks of heavy snow, the stuff that sticks and piles up and stops traffic. By the time Thanksgiving rolled around, we were housebound. 1 month before Christmas, and we already knew we'd have a white one. So here we were, still early in the season, and the snow is starting to mount up so that we have to dig out our front doors every morning. In town it was rough, but out on the farms, let me tell you, it was murder. In those days, you didn't just call the plow guy to dig you out. You got yourself out, or you didn't get out at all. There were plenty of folks who were between their last turnip and a hard place that winter. By December, we put everything up on runners, you know, like a sled. Baby buggies had runners, shopping baskets had runners, wagons and carts had runners, even boats had runners. You never saw anything like it in your life. Now, my personal favorite was Carl Olofsson, the mailman. You remember him. That young fellow could do anything on skis that other folks could do on foot. Uphill, downhill, traverse, cross step, it didn't matter. He pulled his mail pouch on a little sled behind him, and not a single Christmas card or letter was late. He took it as a personal challenge that every holiday card and package would get to where it was going on time for the big day. Another thing folks learned to do was to cook with snow. One way to get rid of all that white stuff was to melt it. So why not melt it on the stove or in the oven? I remember Elsa Gruden wrote a cookbook about cooking with snow. She called it The Frosty Kitchen. She did the basics, like hard-boiled eggs and snow cones, but she also stretched the envelope with breaded snow fritters and snow almondine. The book is out of print now, you know, climate change and all. By the middle of January, the snow was so deep that folks had ceased raking roofs and had commenced digging tunnels. First, they dug a tunnel from one house to a neighbor's house, and then they dug down the block, and by the end of the month, there were tunnels running clear across town. From the fairgrounds down to the normal school, there were tunnels everywhere. I walked home from school through tunnels with a kerosene lamp, holding my sister's hand. We got lost once for 3 days, till Bert Midham's hound Percy found us and brought us home and safe. People had moved their bird feeders out of their yards and up to their roofs weeks ago. In fact, anything that used to be at ground level was moved up. Mailboxes, milk cans, porch furniture, all of it found new homes in high up places. I remember our welcome mat was just outside my bedroom window, and more than one neighbor used that same window as our new front door. It got really gloomy on the first floor of the house, as what used to be a sunbright parlor was now more of an icy blue cave. The kitchen with those big south-facing windows felt more like an aquarium now. You almost expected a giant face to appear on the other side, staring in at you. Take my word for it. Daylight filtered through 20 feet of snow will give a guy the creeps. So whenever I hear folks complain about the weather, I tell them, you ain't seen nothing. Now, the winter of 1916, that was a winter.